Brooke and Jubal in the morning, and it's time for What You Doing at the Courthouse, where we go down to the courthouse and just ask a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Got caught with some bud, you know, the usual.
So a cop saw you and, like, tell me the story. What happened?
He basically just like, oh, what are you doing? I was like, rig, oil, dab, the usual. I mean, they usually ask what's up.
Like, did you try to run? Did he arrest you instantly? What happened?
I didn't really care. I just kept dabbing.
He told you to stop and you kept going?
I don't really think I cared. I was just listening to the sound of oil being hit through the rig. But it's okay. I'm just going to grab my backpack real quick. Let me load this hit.
So now I got a kid with a tank top and board shorts who literally has grabbed his backpack and he's pulling out a big bong piece in front of the courthouse.
Just 1 second. Let me load this. It's some super lemon haze. 1 second.
Wait, so when he says he doesn't care, you really don't care, man?
No.
Dude.
Was he just pulling out a bong out of his bag?
He had a backpack with a bong in it.
I must be the worst druggie on the world. What is rig and oil? I don't understand
what he was talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what he was talking about. Yeah, no idea.
He has out-stonered all of us.
Yeah, he did. Good
job. Jose, that's impressive.
Seriously, yeah, what you don't hear is the rest of that clip where Jose sits down with him and starts smoking out of the bong. And then the rest are like, hey, dude, what are you doing in the courthouse?
I hope you know your mother listens to this and she's disappointed,
yeah. Hey,
Jose.
Move on. Next
where he
clip.
Takes a break from the courthouse and goes down to the AMPM to get some snacks. That's what happened after that.
It's a lot of Cheetos.
Yeah.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I'm paying my fines. Hallelujah.
What fines you got?
From my past life.
All right, tell me, in this past life, what did you do wrong?
I sold a lot of drugs, different kinds of drugs, and did a lot of stuff.
Let's say I was a drug dealer on the street in the hood. What would you say to me?
Repent! Don't do the crime if you can't pay the time. And stop complaining that it's too hot.
Right. Amen. I totally agree with that statement.
I agree with that completely. Yeah, I'm tired of people complaining about it being too hot.
You guys find the happiest drug dealers ever.
We do.
People with the greatest advice for you in life. You had that one guy that was just like, and learn how to swim.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And now you got stop complaining about it being too hot.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I'm here. I'm getting an anti-harassment order on my ex-girlfriend.
You're filing sexual harassment against her.
No, anti-harassment.
Why do you want her to leave you alone?
Because she has an STD. Yeah.
What if she asked you to come back and she loves you?
No, dude. She was like 240. Now she's 280, 290. You know what? I've done my big girl thing. I'm looking for a petite or athletic chick. Any girl that weighs, that outweighs me, I won't go out with her.
Okay, how much do you weigh?
155.
Maybe you should hit the gym.
Yeah.
I like how it's not the STD that deterred him.
No.
It's that extra 20 pounds.